Well, state Democrats have lost their top budget negotiator to a new gig. Former Microsoft exec Ross Hunter was a state representative for the last 13 years. Now the governor has appointed Hunter to direct Washington's Department of Early Learning. Why did he make the change from budget maker to budget spender? Well, he started by explaining to me why education is such an important issue for him.
When I retired from Microsoft, I sort of was rattling around the house, and it was pretty clear that I needed to get out of the house. And I did a lot of work with our local schools. My kids were in public school, went and raised a bunch of money for science education, got talked into working on a school levy campaign, raised local taxpayer money to pay for local schools. And as I'm doing that, I'm starting to figure out, like, we can do stuff in Bellevue. We can ask really astoundingly rich people to help us build a science curriculum in Bellevue Public Schools. Can they do that in Yakima? The answer is no. And once you sort of figure that out, you think, we can fix this.
You're listening to our exit interview with Ross Hunter. He helped to write state budgets during his 13 years in the legislature. He's accepted a new job as director of the Department of Early Learning. Now, the legislature has allocated $306 million in state money for early learning. I understand that's about double of what they set aside for your department in the previous biennium. What's that money going to buy taxpayers?
Child care for 50 to 70,000 kids. It depends. There's some overlap. And what we're moving towards is we're buying early learning for those same kids. We're trying to change the trajectory of the lives of our littlest learners, our most at-risk kids, so that they come into kindergarten at approximately the same level as their more advantaged peers. This is the best tool that we have to really improve the achievement gap. We have the most leverage. We actually know what works. We know what doesn't work. And my job is for us to do more of what works and less of what doesn't work.
Now, if we know what works and we know what we're putting into it, is that to say that maybe this group of kids coming through this system are not going to drop out in as great numbers? Will we see outcomes? We're talking about not just inputs, but outcomes.
It's all about outcomes. It's when you look at what some other states have done, some other cities, New Jersey, Oklahoma, you're seeing academic gains carry through third grade through fifth grade. And if those changes carry forward, you'll see big academic differences as those kids start to get into high school. But you'll also see huge differences in the number of kids that wind up in prison, the number of kids that wind up with substance abuse problems, the number of kids in special education. You'll see increases in the number of kids in stable families. We'll track kids as we go through our elementary school system into middle school and high school. And this is the kind of investment that can put those kids on a track where they have those kind of outcomes.
Ross Hunter, this is an interesting step for you. As a leader in the state legislature, you had a major role in coming up with budgets for the entire state government. Yep. And now you have moved into taking a job for one of the agencies of that state government. Why?
Why? I want to implement. I've written the last three, or negotiated, I guess is a better term, the last three statewide budgets. You get to allocate money to things that you think are important, but you don't get to go actually make it work. When I was at Microsoft, I built stuff, and I want to build stuff again. And this is a chance to take a major investment, bipartisan investment, and make sure that we actually get those outcomes. It's so cool to be able to make changes in policy and see them play out. In the short term, you invest money in improving the quality of care and instruction for a three-year-old. 2 years later, you get to see what happened in kindergarten.
You referred to your work at Microsoft before you went into state government. Right. What were you able to take from your work at Microsoft to use in politics? And what work habits did you have from Microsoft that you had to completely discard?
Well, let's start with the discard first. Particularly in the early days at Microsoft, we had a technique of conflict resolution that I would call the blunt trauma method, where we'd get in a room and we'd yell at each other and write on the whiteboard. And usually the best idea won. Sometimes it was the loudest idea. And that turns out not to work really well in the legislature. You have to work together with the same people over and over again. You have to tell a story. You have to really build a comprehensive movement to get big changes done.
Did you learn that the hard way?
Yes.
You went in trying to inflict blunt trauma to get something through, and it didn't work.
I thought I could fix school funding in 2 years. Like, all right, this is going to be a short-term gig. I'm going to run for the legislature, and really, I'm going to change how half of the state budget works, affecting a million kids, 100,000 employees, every district in the state. I'm just going to change that completely in 2 years.
2005, well, I'm out of here.
I'm done. Yeah. No, it didn't work out that way. Turned out, all interesting problems are complicated, and this is a much bigger problem than any I had taken on at Microsoft, and required a whole new set of skills, around team building, around how do we build a movement to change school funding, to change basic ed, and we did that. And that the mixture of the Microsoft skills about management, delivery on time, on budget matters. This team building, these softer skills that I've built in the legislature, the mixture of those two I think will be really important, because we have to change a culture, not just for 250 people in this department, but we have 6,000 providers all over the state. I mean, we're trying to grow our existing workforce. We're trying to provide not just a path, a new trajectory for children, but in many cases, a path out of poverty for people who are running childcare facilities today. We're trying to up their game as well, give them the tools to deliver and grow and build businesses that are actually financially viable.
Ross Hunter, he was a state representative for 13 years, and for about a week now, he's been the new director of Washington's Department of Early Learning. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.